Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, setiap 2 tahun, Diversity Council of Australia menerbitkan Inclusion at Work Index, sebuah studi yang memetakan inklusi dan pelecehan dan diskriminasi di seluruh angkatan kerja Australia. Indeks berikutnya akan dirilis pada bulan Desember tahun ini. Namun, apa sebabnya diskriminasi terjadi di tempat kerja? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano. Diskriminasi di tempat kerja melanggar hukum ketika pemberi pekerjaan melakukan tindakan yang merugikan terhadap seseorang karena atribut tertentu dari orang tersebut seperti ras, usia, orientasi seksual, kehamilan, maupun agama. Hal itu dapat mencakup karyawan penuh waktu, paruh waktu dan lepas, karyawan percobaan, para pemagang dan peserta pelatihan, serta individu yang dipekerjakan untuk jangka waktu tertentu. Tindakan merugikan adalah istilah hukum dan dapat merujuk pada tindakan seperti memecat seseorang, melukai mereka dengan pekerjaan mereka, dan mengubah posisi mereka untuk prasangka mereka yang melanggar hukum jika diambil untuk alasan tertentu. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Patrick Turner, seorang senior associate berbasis di Brisbane yang berspesialisasi dalam hukum ketenagakerjaan dan industri di Maurice Blackburn Lawyers.
For example, reducing someone's pay, demoting someone, issuing them with a warning, all those sorts of things might be injuring someone in their employment or altering their position to their prejudice. It also includes discriminating between employees. Adverse action can also include threatening to take adverse action.
Seorang pengacara senior di Anderson Gray Lawyers di Sydney, Megan Papa, juga menyatakan ada undang-undang federal, negara bagian dan teritori di Australia yang melindungi orang-orang dari diskriminasi dan pelecehan di tempat kerja.
Unlawful discrimination in the workplace is when a person treats an employee less favorably than other employees because they have a particular characteristic such as sex, race, disability, or age.
Papa mengatakan keadaan setiap orang perlu dilihat berdasarkan kasus per kasus untuk menentukan apakah diskriminasi itu sah atau melanggar hukum.
An example of a discrimination where a person requires an employee to comply with a requirement or condition that they're unable to comply with because of their race, age, sex or disability, and that requirement or condition has or is likely to have an effect of disadvantaging that employee would be somebody who has dependent children, so they may need to pick their children up from school or from daycare. And so what they need to do is they need to have some reasonable adjustments that are made in order to allow that person to be able to go and pick their children up from daycare or from school.
Namun, karyawan juga perlu memberitahu majikan mereka tentang keadaan mereka untuk memastikan bahwa majikan itu sadar sehingga penyesuaian yang tepat dapat dilakukan bila diperlukan. Menurut laporan terakhir Dewan Keanekaragaman pada tahun 2019, penduduk Aborigin dan Kepulauan Strait Torres mengalami tingkat diskriminasi tempat kerja tertinggi. Pekerja di industri yang berbeda juga memiliki pengalaman yang berbeda-beda. Karyawan di industri keuangan dan jasa melaporkan keragaman dan inklusi yang lebih besar, sedangkan pekerja di industri manufaktur melaporkan tingkat dukungan yang terendah. Di bawah Fair Work Act, jika majikan tidak mendiskriminasi seseorang karyawan karena atribut khusus mereka, maka itu tidak akan dianggap sebagai tindakan yang merugikan. Manajemen kinerja misalnya adalah masalah yang berbeda. Demikian menurut Lisa Anis, Chief Executive Officer di Diversity Council Australia.
It is not discrimination to performance manage an individual with unsatisfactory performance. There should be no concerns for an employer providing they're not performance managing someone simply because they are diverse and their inability to do their job effectively because of their diversity.
Patrick Turner mengatakan seringkali diskriminasi tidak terlihat. Namun ada juga yang bukan merupakan diskriminasi seperti contoh berikut ini.
If you turned up at work drunk and your employer had a policy saying you need to be sober when you're at work and you were issued with a warning, then provided that you were being treated consistently with other employees, then just because you might be from a different racial background or might have a disability, then that probably won't be unlawful discrimination, unless you can produce some evidence to suggest that you're being treated differently than other people in those circumstances.
Jika Anda merasa telah benar-benar diskriminasi, apa yang dapat Anda lakukan? Menurut Papa, penting untuk terlebih dahulu menyampaikan masalah itu secara langsung dengan majikan Anda. Dan jika itu tidak berhasil, carilah penasihat profesional.
Most employers have complaints or grievance processes in place, so they should definitely report the issue at first instance to their employer to try and get the matters resolved. If the issue isn't able to be resolved in the workplace, then I'd probably recommend for people to get advice either from an employment lawyer or anti-discrimination lawyer, or alternatively, if they're a union member, they can speak to their union and obtain advice in relation to that.
Patrick Turner mengatakan penting bagi orang-orang untuk menyadari hukum di Australia yang melarang diskriminasi. Ia menyoroti beberapa hasil berbeda yang mungkin timbul dari klaim diskriminasi.
In some cases, you might be reinstated, so put back in the job that you're performing. You might receive compensation. That can be compensation for economic loss, for example, loss of income, if you've lost your job and can't be put back. You might also receive compensation for any injury you've suffered and hurt, distress and humiliation, so how it's made you feel. There are other things that courts and tribunals can order. In some cases, they might impose a fine against the employer. They might also order that apologies occur or that an employer introduce training into the workplace to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Lisa Ennis dari Diversity Council mengatakan bahwa tempat kerja ketika menghormati dan menciptakan hubungan manusiawi antara sesama orang.
Inclusion is about making the mix of people work effectively. And so creating an inclusive environment for diverse people is an active thing that organizations have to do. We know that diversity and inclusion leads to improved innovation, more creative problem solving, that it can lead to higher performance and productivity, and that it can reduce risk.
Sebuah rangkuman mengenai diskriminasi di tempat kerja yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.